Now welcoming to the People Show, it is Travis Green. How's it going, Travis? How's summer treating you?
Summer's going all right. Hasn't really felt like a summer yet. We've been obviously doing a couple loose ends here at the end of the year like you always do. With the coaching announcement yesterday, that's taken up a little time, which is great. And probably get some downtime here for a little bit heading up to the draft and free agency.
Gonna get some golf in a little bit?
For sure. Yeah, I hadn't golfed for a long time, and I'm trying to get back into it. So I'm going to play a few rounds, or as many as I can.
Well, and you just mentioned that getting the coaching staff put together has finally been a real good thing for the organization, and now you got that checked off. And we had a chance to talk to Brad Shaw yesterday in a great conversation with him. What is it going to be like to be working with him as part of your coaching staff next season?
Yeah, well, I'm excited to add Brad to our staff. He's a well-respected man and coach in the NHL. He's been around quite a while. He's coached under some smart coaches in the league. Our staff had been together for a while, and I'm excited about adding, new enthusiasm, new voices, new thoughts, new ideas from Brad, who's been in the league a long time. And not just Brad, also adding Kyle, who I know personally has, from my coaching experience with him, but I know how he's a student of the game and he really studies the NHL. And having a guy added to our staff that's been outside of the NHL is also, I think, a good thing for our staff.
Well, Travis, Brad did mention, his role, and he's going to be maybe taking part in a little bit of everything. What can you tell us about that role?
Yeah, I think sometimes roles are overplayed in a staff. The way I like to run our staff is everyone's got a voice. Everyone has an opinion. We collaborate on things. We go over every detail, every part of the game. And we really work together as a staff. Obviously, someone has to make the final call and put together the way we want to play. Part of that is your players on the team, what they're capable of doing. Part of that is listening and having open ears as a head coach and valuing everyone's opinion. So I think Brad, obviously, he's known as a defensive coach, a guy that's coached the back end, that's coached the penalty kill. He'll have a lot of good input put on that. But he's also a smart coach and anytime you talk to guys that have been in the league or have coached a long time, they can give you input into every part of the game, and that's what coaching's all about. Just because a guy runs a power play or runs a penalty kill doesn't mean that he doesn't have great insight into other parts of the game. And I think he'll be a benefit in all parts of our game, much like a lot of the people on our staff are, though.
So we always talk about it like this guy does that and that guy does this, but it's a lot more of a team when you guys go about it.
It is. I mean, I think it's like that on every staff. I think it's a little bit overrated. I obviously make the final call on what we're going to do in certain situations when it comes to 5-on-5. I do let my special team guys run their own department, but I'll have input into that as well. I'll Bomber and I will talk. Obviously, Brad's done a lot of penalty kill. I know that Bomber will talk to him about what we're doing. And much like the power play this year, I'm going to hand it over to Jason King. I think he's a sharp guy. He's done it down in the minors. I've watched what he's done here and talked about it with our group. And I'll also probably have input into it as well with him. And, I think that's the good thing about a good staff is they collaborate together. They're not afraid to have opinions. I think that's important too. You don't want everyone to just sit there and agree with the head coach. I've made that well known to our staff even for years now. I want guys that aren't afraid to voice their opinion. So you get to really down to it. What's best for your team?
Canucks head coach Travis Green is our guest here on the People Show. And Travis, obviously Newell Brown isn't coming back with the group and, with the addition of Brad Shaw and Cal Gustafson. But what was it like working with Newell, and how difficult was it to, part ways with someone you've been working closely with for a few years?
It was probably one of the hardest decisions I've made in hockey in my life. And, he's a great coach. He's a great man. Wherever he ends up coaching, that team is going to have a hell of a coach with them. He's done a lot of good things in the league. He's got a lot of good ideas about the game. And but for me, I just felt like we needed to have some kind of a change. And it was not an easy decision on where we went with this. And but I know that someone's going to get a great coach when he gets rehired.
You're listening to The People Show. We're joined by Travis Green, Canucks head coach. And Travis, getting that power play back into high form obviously is a priority. You know, you talked about a collaborative. How do you get that power play back at functioning at a top five or a top 10 level?
Yeah, I want to say this first too. Newell was not let go because, or we didn't have him back. It was just because of the power play. I think he's a phenomenal power play coach. It was just more about us making change. And as far as our power play goes, quite honestly, the players got to perform better. You know, Petey, not having Petey there for the year probably really hurt our power play. And our second unit has to be better than it was this past year as well. They know that. I thought the year before, when everyone talked about our power play, obviously the first unit was sharp. But our second unit scored a lot more than they did this past year. And we are looking for our power play to be better as well next year, for sure.
How important was it to get Ian Clark back and have that continuity with the goaltending department?
Yeah, I think it was important. He's, for me, Clark, he's, you know, the best in the business. He's done a great job with our goalies. And I really didn't ever think that he wouldn't be back. And I'm happy that he is.
And Travis, when, you know, you guys got the coaching staff stuff figured out, and of course, you know, with Pedersen and Hughes, we are waiting those guys to get signed up as well. But when it comes to the offseason plan, I know you and Jim often talk about always, you know, discussing things and being on the same page moving forward in the offseason. What can you tell us about heading into this offseason and kind of the plan moving forward to improve this team as much as possible?
Well, I think a lot like what Jim said at the end of the year. When you're a coach and you hear a general manager say that he wants to be aggressive in making the team better, that's music to your ears. Jim and I we talk every day, sometimes three times a day, about thoughts and ideas of our group, where we need to improve. And when you talk about our team last season, it's no secret, it was a rough year. We've got to improve in all areas of our game, and you know, we'll see where it goes with the off season. It's easy to say right now you want to improve, and you're going to be aggressive, and yet with free agency, it's a tricky time of year and trades and whatnot. But I know Jim is going to do everything he can to make our team as strong as it can be.
Travis, you mentioned it. You know, it was a tough year last year, obviously, from on ice, off the ice as well. But after the season, you heard it from your players. They were vocal that they wanted you and your coaching staff back. What did that mean to you?
Every time I think if you ask any coach, if they hear words from their players that they want the coach back and they believe in them, as a coach, that's what you want. We've tried to install a certain style of hockey, a certain commitment to winning. I think our group, the one thing about our group is they believe in what they have inside the room. They know the year didn't go the way they wanted. And to a man, they're excited about getting back next year, and I know I am too.
Have you looked back even more in these last couple of weeks, and how do you feel about the season after decompressing a little bit?
Yeah, I still haven't quite got to that point where I'm going to study the game. I will over the next month and think about our team. And yet you've also got to be careful about over-dissecting a season that really went the way we had. I know the way I am. Once we catch our breath here, we are going to dive deep into it. But it wasn't a good season, and I'm not going to sit here and make excuses as to why and why not. We didn't have a good year. We're going to be a lot better next year, though.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it's still probably so hard to evaluate, especially the end of last season with everything that happened. I guess
that's
going to be the challenge, right? When you sit down, it's what can you look at to say, okay, this is indicative, and what do you kind of throw out the window? I think that's going to be a pretty big challenge with the season that you guys had with all the things that did occur.
It will be, and we're going to have to keep in mind when we're watching video that we're watching – you know, we're watching at times where players, we had 8 or 9 forwards out of the lineup, and we've got guys that are playing 4 games in 5 nights, and keep that in mind. And there are some games during a season where as a coaching staff, you just kind of throw it in the garbage can and move on. And I think that's probably going to be part of our season review. There's going to be parts of the season where we're going to have to say, hey, we can't over dissect this, but there's going to be parts where we're going to look at and say, these are areas we need to be better at.
Well, the playoffs are going on right now. How much of the playoffs are you watching? And when you watch teams like Vegas and Colorado, you know, is that a bit of a measuring stick for next year when the Pacific Division is back, especially with Vegas?
Yeah, I think you're, as a hockey guy, hockey fan, we're all fans of the game. You can't help but watch and want to watch playoff hockey. It's For me, it's the best time of year in any sport. When you watch NHL playoffs, the intensity, the compete level, the desire to win, how evident it is with in every series. And you're always watching and comparing things, I think, in the back of your mind. And, you know, when you've been in the game a long time, you know how hard it is to win, and you see it every year during the playoffs.
Travis, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the off season. Maybe grab a hole in one or two. I don't know.
Yeah, or just hit the green in regulation.
That's usually a good thing too. We appreciate your time as always, and
all right,
enjoy
guys.
The off season. We'll see you up in Vancouver soon.
Thanks, guys. Be well.